The WILS phone lines are open on the Jack and Tom Show.
393-3700.
Go ahead. Tell Jack and Tom why they're wrong. Again.
Welcome back. Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, 1019 here in Greater Lansing. Jack Eveline stepped out of studio just briefly here, getting all his paperwork ready to head down to that pivotal match at Ford Field between Florida Atlantic against the Michigan State Spartans, a 12 noon kick. I believe it's on ESPNU, is it not, Scott?
Yeah, it should be. I think I'll be. I am not making the voyage down there. I am just going to watch it on TV. I have the same sentiment as Earl had, I think.
And I think that's why a mere, 25,000, 30,000. Maybe they'll get 35,000 fans. There could be a plus side to playing this game down at Ford Field, and that is the weather. Because it could be raining this afternoon here in at mid-Michigan. The front is coming through, and I can so vividly remember 2008. It was the same day that Michigan was down at Notre Dame in South Bend. Florida Atlantic was playing Michigan State, and Spartan Stadium was kind of like the Atlantic Ocean, no pun intended. It was raining cats and dogs.
I lost a phone that day.
Really?
Yeah, I had it in the pocket of my poncho, and it was in a pool by the end of that. One of the only games I actually was a fan in the stands for, and so I think that was the last one.
Ouch. 393-3700 is the number to call in Jack and Tom Show. We're going to go out to the phone lines right now, and who do we got up, Scott?
Jerry from Hazlitt.
Jerry from Hazlitt. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Tom. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. How you been?
First of all, I'm doing fine, brother. Tell Jack he can run, but he can't hide. Okay, I don't know how he found out that I was on the line, and I know it's just a coincidence, but tell Jack that I really don't appreciate him just going out the back door when I'm getting.
Well, I can tell him he can run and he can hide, but he sure can't drive. He's a lousy driver. I will say that, as you probably well know too.
Really, having went shotgun with him, believe me, I discovered I had white knuckles that day.
Hey, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, I wanted to clear up something. Did I understand earlier in the show that you delivered sandwiches last night, or was that just a rumor?
No, at halftime I had this whole carton full of sandwiches, 30 sandwiches for half of the team. I had to get another 30 sandwiches, 60 sandwiches for the East Lansing football team after the game. The parents always contribute food and Gatorade and stuff like that, and I was collecting it. So that's where from.
On that note, Tom, I like my corned beef on dark rye, hold the mayo, mustard. But, some people go through their entire life and never really find their niche.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably something you ought to look into.
Yeah, maybe so. I can, who knows? Before this thing is over, I might be worrying. I've been working at Subway before my career is done.
Tough loss for the Trojans last night, but pretty good effort.
It was a good effort, and they'll be back. A lot of good teams in high school football, and I'm proud of the crowd turnouts and that are happening in high school football, and the coverage on TV that we get from both Channel 6 and Channel 10. It's becoming a pretty good high school football area. It has well been for a long time, but today it's college football is the focus. And what do you think is going to happen today? Obviously, you're pretty confident your Spartans will win down at Ford Field, but what are your thoughts on Michigan and Notre Dame?
Well, Tom, I was, like everybody else, I was just really impressed with Denard Robinson. But like you said, it's a high-risk offense, Rich runs. But I don't think this is the year that he's going to basically, take his foot off the gas. let's say Denard gets dinged up, and at some point, he might. In fact, there was a time, if I recall, last week, Tom, where he was, he got the wind knocked out of him. But, I mean, you don't like to see the thing with Forcier. I mean, that was, that's not the kind of, community you necessarily like.
Well,
to
and
see.
I think people
don't have capable people behind him.
Well, I think too much people. I mean, media was all over that stuff. I'm out.
Yeah.
That's a kid's reaction coming out of the locker room. I mean, he started 12 games last year. He did not report to camp in shape. It's pretty documented by multiple sources on that, including one Troy Wolfolk, who spoke for the team. And you started 12 games as a freshman. You should be coming back. Just ready to play football, and he wasn't. Denard Robinson is the better player, in my mind. But that's the least of Michigan's worries. I mean, that defense and that secondary is going to be huge because UConn dropped some balls back there. The wind was a factor against UConn. And that's where I think Michigan's problem lies more than what happens at quarterback.
Hard to disagree, Tom. I was at the Michigan State game and upstairs. And believe me, we talk about win, but it's funny. State played a workmanlike game, and there was some bright spots, obviously Le'Veon Bell. But you're looking at that defense, and you see a lot of the same problems.
Right.
A lot of the coverage problems. I didn't think anybody defensively, I'd say maybe one or two players, had a particularly outstanding game last week. Yeah. That game, and Western's a quarterback, actually played pretty well. He made some good throws under a little bit of pressure. It is the first game, but after last year, I don't think the tolerance level for Michigan State fans is going to be significant. I think they're going to want to see constant improvement and steady improvement, and the microscope is on that defense too, and not just the secondary.
That's a very good point, Jerry. I think you're going to find that out when they play Notre Dame on that Saturday night game. Notre Dame's got some talent, obviously, and Brian Kelly, and then that Wisconsin-Michigan State back-to-back games in East Lansing and Ann Arbor, respectively, into September, early October. You're going to find out what Michigan State's about, and if they go unscathed from that, let's look out. Maybe they'll finally get back to Pasadena. Thanks so much for the call, Jerry. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. By the way, great interview with Howard Griffith, too, Tom, and we'll talk to you later, buddy.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate that. Out to the phones we go. Todd H. from Jackson, the former Jackson Viking. How are you doing, Todd?
You were close.
Are you a Northwest Mountie, or what were you?
Western Panther. Big difference, man.
Oops, sorry.
That's all right. Hey, how big would this game be, Michigan-Notre Dame, had Michigan lost to UConn last week, Todd?
Well, it would have been more critical for Rich Rod, that's for sure. I mean, it would be, it would be one of those required credentials. You'd have to win it. I think it's just as critical today, because if they lose today, then the uncertainty factor comes back in. They have two back-to-back games where what do we gain out of this when you got UMass and BG? Indiana, you go down to Bloomington. That would be a potential. If they lose their confidence, Indiana almost beat them in Ann Arbor last year. Then you got Michigan State. So this is critical. If they win this game, then they win the next two, they probably have momentum to obviously win down in Bloomington, and then back-to-back games with Michigan State and Iowa, and look out. I'm not getting ahead of myself, though, obviously based on what happened last year with that 4-0 start.
Right. In the preseason, it seems like you do preseason from the last snap of the Ohio State game last year. You've got 364 days of preseason handicapping and studying. But I looked at the schedule, and I could handle 1-1. I thought, okay, 1-1, put a string of victories ahead, we could be okay. But 0-2 would have been disastrous. I mean, that would have been the fat lady on the bus warming up, already singing, ushering in the Harbaugh era right before the Lions even teed up.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't have tolerated 1-1. I don't want 1-1. I want 2-0. Because I think that in the third year of operation, just like with Michigan State, now in their fourth year under Mark D'Antonio, and Pat Narduzzi's under the microscope of what he's doing with that defense. I mean, they got to – I think the expectation level is getting pretty high, and Michigan State fans are – not that difficult to please. I'm not knocking them, but, I mean, they're more patient. And, my God, they've been patient for multiple decades here. And they haven't won a Big Ten title.
I've been alive.
Yeah, and they haven't won a Big Ten title since 1990. So, I think both these teams are under the microscope right now, and we're going to find out really quick here.
Yeah.
Real quick, before I let you go, Todd H., you're a big Lions fan. What do you think is going to happen at Soldier Field tomorrow?
I think, and this is all fun, but, you look at it, Chicago is favored by 7.
I know.
That's insane. I think the Lions cover, don't bet, I don't care, but I think they're going to win.
DeAndre Levy, that's going to hurt, I think, big time.
Yeah, but I think Matt Stafford, they key on everything else, but I think he's really grown. I think he's moving into where he needs to be. He's heading in that direction. He has some weapons. I think the Lions can score. Delmas is back tomorrow. He's starting. I think the defensive line is better than what people think. They already think they're good. I think we'll be okay. And the bottom line is, though, I don't think the Bears are good.
Here's I'm going back in history. I remember Billy Sims had a great game. I think it was his rookie year, second year, in that first game against the Rams, and he ran wild. Javid Best going to have a big game tomorrow. Maybe this is fantasy talk here. I'm picking the Lions to win. So let's hope for that to happen. And I appreciate the call, Todd H.
Thanks, Tom. We'll see you.
Okay. 393-3700 is the number to call. Scott Eckersley, I guess up next we're going to have Hey, We're the Monkees. People say we're monkey around. Davy Jones, a beat writer for the Penn State Nittany Lions down there in Tuscaloosa. Jack will be back in studio for that. What do you think about that game as far as what's going to happen? I think Penn State's got no chance. I hope I'm wrong, but I think they have no chance.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I think all these games, if you look at the bigger matchups today, home field advantage is huge. I think the best game we're going to have seen in a while was Boise State Virginia Tech on Monday night.
I get your thoughts about that game. I didn't want Boise State to win that game because I think they're pretty much unscathed. And
I'm the other way. I like the playoff idea, so I was rooting for that to happen. I'm not a huge fan of the BCS.
You're not. Okay. So because I think if Boise State was in the Big Ten, they'd have a difficult time to go undefeated.
Oh, I have to agree with that, definitely.
Coming up next, Dave Jones, beat writer for Penn State, talking about Bama and Penn State on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.